Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today to chat about her upcoming 50th game in the Host Plus Sandful W League is Nord's Shay Hiscock. Shay, thanks for your time and congratulations.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. Oh, thank you very much.
What will it mean to you to bring up the 5-0?
Oh, pretty special. Kind of lost for words, to tell you the truth. I've been actually, I reckon for the past week, I've been telling everybody it's my 50th game, even customers at work. It's very, very special, especially for Norwood. I love that club. I love them girls. Very special.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, your game will be at home too, at the parade against West Adelaide on Saturday evening. So that's pretty special.
Yeah, absolutely. I love playing at Norwood. Definitely got the best deck, I reckon. For sure.
And sharing it with your teammate Jade Halfpenny as well, that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, really cool actually. Jade's a very good footballer. I won't let her take the spotlight away, that's for sure. I'll make sure it's all about me. No, I'm very honoured to share it with Jade, and she's someone that I definitely look up to as a footballer. And
yep.
Yeah, it's special.
Hey, fantastic. Let's wind the clock back. How did football start for you? Obviously, in terms of club-wise, it was with Port Adelaide in the Sawful in 2017.
Yeah, so I played a couple of seasons there, and then I went into the under-18 state team, and then I had a good chat with Beck McMahon, who was the captain at Norwood at the time, to go out to the Leggies, and then started there in 2020 and haven't looked to go anywhere else since.
So did you play any other sports prior to arriving at Port Adelaide in the Sawful?
Yeah, I was playing soccer for a little bit there at Adelaide City, just because I used to play at North Pines when I was younger, but they didn't have a men's side, so, or a boys' side at the time. So yeah, I went and played Adelaide City. I think I was there for maybe a season and a bit, and
okay,
then that's when I went to Port Adelaide after that, because I just had enough of soccer.
Okay. What drew you in terms of playing Australian football?
To tell you the truth, I just like hitting people.
Oh, jeepers.
I like tackling people. I like the competitiveness of it, and definitely just being around the team.
Yeah. I guess that's the way you play your footy, like kamikaze style, straight at it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Has that always come naturally to you, Shay? Is that something that's been there all along, you think?
Yeah, for sure. I've definitely just always been very hard at it. I guess it's because I'm not the most skillful footballer you've ever seen, so I've got to pick the slack up somewhere. So I just put my head over the ball and give it to the players that can do something with it.
Yeah, sure. And you touched on playing for the South Australian under-18 team in 2018 before you got to the Legs. And that was under, Emma Sampson at the time. She must be someone who's been a great mentor for you, because I understand she coached you when you were at Port Adelaide too.
Yeah, massively. So I came into Port Adelaide, like, knowing a bit about football, but I definitely learned a lot of my structure and football smarts from Sambo, and Beck McMahon as well. She definitely took me under her wing at Port and has played a massive part in where I am today, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay. And how did that conversation arrive from Beck, just to get you out to the parade?
She literally just sent me a message of what had been posted in their chat, and she's like, I'll see you there. And I just rocked up, and that was that, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Did you have any doubts that you'd make the level, or you just wanted to give it a crack? Or?
Probably just give it a crack and give it everything I sort of got. Yeah. And then I knew if I put my head down and just worked hard, it would happen.
Yeah, Yeah, cool. And do you remember much from your debut game with the Legs in 2020? Obviously, it was a really challenging season and time for all of society, obviously, with COVID-19.
Yeah. I do remember my first game. We did lose, which is quite disappointing. But I was playing in the back lines at the time, and it was a bit of a different sort of game I was used to, because it was a lot faster. But it went good. That season was a bit... Yeah, like you were saying, a bit difficult, especially because the coach we had at the time wasn't quite ideal for us. But we pulled it together as a team, and we did make finals in the end, but
it was
a bit hard.
Yeah, and then from there it's just got a little bit easier for you. You've adjusted to the level, and you've, I guess, you rarely miss a game nowadays.
Yeah, definitely adjusted quite quickly, and now I find myself talking to a couple of the younger girls about them saying that the game's a lot quicker and stuff like that, and they don't know what to do. I just said, in time, you just get used to it and you adapt, just like anything, really. So.
And what about the season itself? Obviously, with the legs, you're sort of evenly-ish poised, I suppose. You had some good wins and then a couple of losses as well, so it'd be nice to string another a win together.
Yeah, for sure. We've only lost, I think, a few games by a goal or less, which is good. So it means we keep competing through, but we're definitely right around the mark. Just a few little things we got to tweak, but we're going good, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, you're certainly in the mix for that top four again, and I guess that's something that the Nord Footy Club's prided itself on over the journey, Shay. There haven't been too many years where you haven't made the top four.
No, that's exactly right. We've always sat around the mark, which is, it's nice knowing, but at the same time, it feels like there's a little bit of pressure that you feel like you always got to perform because you sort of got that reputation now, but...
I'm sure you would eat that pressure for breakfast, knowing you.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Outside of footy, what do you get up to?
To tell you the truth, I work a lot.
Yep.
At the minute, I'm building a house with my partner, so okay. You know what it's like. You're just going to work constantly. But
yeah.
We bought a puppy not too long ago, little cool. Hendrick. So he's definitely keeping me on my toes a little bit.
Which breed?
A golden lab.
Oh yeah, that will keep you busy.
Yeah.
Plenty of walks.
Not at the minute because he's still too young.
Okay. Yep.
He runs around enough, anyways.
Yep. So. Well, you've got to make sure nothing's left lying around. It might get torn to shreds.
Yeah, he's definitely ripped a couple of things to shreds that I've had to hide in the bin. None of it being mine, so that's a win, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. And what do you do for work?
I work at Impulse Hire in Anglevale, so it's just a landscaping equipment hire shop. So we just hire out like dingoes and excavators and stuff like that. So
yep.
We get to drive around to pretty big excavators that are kind of like monster trucks and that. Which
How do you go with that?
Yeah, I love it. It's pretty fun. I've had a couple of close calls with a couple of poles and a couple of cars, but still got a clean record as to hitting anything.
Oh, touch wood that continues then, Shay. Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for your time on Sandful Radio. Do appreciate that, and wishing you all the best for your 50th Host Plus Sandful W League game when Nord take on West Adelaide at the parade on Saturday evening.
Beautiful. Thank you for having me.